Tim Hammerich with your Market Line report for Monday, January 27th. Cattle was mixed today, but Virginia McGathy says the technicals do not look favorable.
Cattle was pretty steady right now. The futures are weakening, though. The technical support numbers did breach, and I think that confirms that the market is topping out, and we're going to start to see some of these numbers that we haven't seen since actually Halloween. Think about that the market's been really strong and staying in this channel for quite a while. The idea of there might be something positive out of the on-feed report today hasn't really kept these prices higher, and the cash market really says that there is some long-term pressure ahead, and a correction objective would really put us down to about 114. Now, that's not saying the market's going to go there in one swing, but that would be about where we're looking at.
Chicago March wheat futures down 7 cents on Friday to 573.5. March corn closed down 6.5 to 387.25. Portland prices for soft white wheat of ordinary protein unchanged from 620 to 630. Club wheat of ordinary protein also unchanged, 630 to 795. Dark northern spring wheat prices down on Friday 8.25 cents, ranging from 682.5 to 717.5 for 14% protein. Live cattle futures were up 17.5 to 124.85 on the February board. March feeder cattle was down another 85 cents to 139.67.5. Class 3 milk closed in positive territory, up 2 cents to $18 even. This is Tim Hammerich with your Market Line report. For more information or for previous reports, visit www.aginfo.net.